The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray. Good morning, Rose.
Hey, hey, how are you?
Good. So excited you're here. The last couple hours, we've been talking a lot about storm damage. So let's get into some fun. Let's talk travel.
Well, we could go that route. I had none. You did?
I had a big tree come down in my yard, my neighbor's tree. Luckily, it got cleaned up by the city. So it all worked out.
Perfect. Well, I'm pretty pumped because I've got two pretty big announcements. What I decided I'm going to do is go with what I think is the lesser or somewhat less important to me announcement, and then tease it. Didn't we say that in the radio business? Tease it. And then when we come out of our first break, I'll make the second big announcement. So the first big announcement, for those of you who have been asking, Puerto Vallarta will have nonstop charter service out of Milwaukee beginning the 31st of January on Mondays.
Okay.
Through the whole winter season.
Interesting.
All right. So remember, with our ENVF, which is exclusive nonstop vacation flights, or we call them charters,
okay,
we've got Cancun Mondays, Fridays, Sundays, Monday, Friday, Saturday. I mean, there's a bunch of different patterns you can choose. So okay, we've got between Swift Air and Sun Country, we've got that pretty much covered. Jamaica on Saturdays, Cabo on Fridays, Punta Cana on Thursdays and Sundays, and now Puerto Vallarta on Mondays.
All right.
So we added another one. Thank you, Apple Vacations, Apple Leisure Group. People have been asking, and these are pretty much from end of January through April 4th.
Okay.
So it's winter season. And
which is what we want.
Yep. So we had a lot of people saying, you know, what about? Remember, we still have Ixtapa and Huatulco out of Chicago, but these Milwaukee charters, this just goes to show the Milwaukee market how important we are to Apple Vacations, Apple Leisure Groups. We can fill up planes to warm weather destinations. What does that say about us, Dayton?
It's cold here is what it says about us. And you know what I love about traveling? Because I've gone to Mexico a bunch of times, and you almost always run into other Wisconsinites while you're down there. And they're usually in the bar.
Yeah.
At the pool.
Explain that one. Trying to teach the bartender how to make an old-fashioned.
Exactly, right? And that's fun to do, yes.
It is. So, yeah, so we're pretty pumped about that. So for those of you who have been thinking, oh, I'm going to have to go nonstop out of Chicago, or I got to find scheduled air, if your schedule will allow for you to go Monday to Monday, Puerto Vallarta nonstop starting January 31.
There you go. And then we have another big announcement that we're going to talk about coming up. That's exciting too.
Rather self-serving on my part because it involves me.
Of course. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. We're talking Mexico, and Catherine on the line from Cedarburg with a question about that. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, Rose, we are a family of five, and we have stayed several times at the Hyatt Zivas in Cancun and in Dominican Republic. We are looking for just a little change of pace and would like an all-inclusive family resort either in Mexico or the Caribbean on a similar level as the Hyatt Ziva family.
Okay. Hyatt Zivas are fantastic. I think you will agree with me, Catherine, that the staff is second to none. They put their hand over their heart when they meet you because they're grateful that you are there. I would say in that level, you could find something in both Mexico or the Caribbean at one of the Dreams resorts, and there are many. So I would pick my destination, and then I would start looking at the various Dreams properties that are available. Those are AM resorts, and they are family friendly. And then if you wanted to go a little step up, there are also some Charisma resorts that you could take a look at. One is called Generations. It's in the Riviera Maya, and it is adjacent to El Dorado Royale. happens to be my grandson's favorite place in the world. And then there are also, dependent upon the age of the children, some Nickelodeon properties that sound a little kitschy, sound a little maybe like, okay, this sounds like Beaches, where I'm going to see the Sesame Street characters. What am I going to see at Nickelodeon? But they really do a high-end job, and they are also managed by the Charisma team, and they do a great job as well. So Generations or Nickelodeon with Charisma, and then Dreams with AM Resorts.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And
peek at those.
Keep traveling together as a family. It's the best thing ever.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. It's a Fox World Travel Show. Another big announcement, self-serving to Rose, coming up next on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. 70 degrees already on the high of 82 today. Going to be sunny out, going to be nice, maybe a scattered storm here or there. But for the most part, beautiful weekend, sunny and 75 tomorrow. Good time to be in Wisconsin, but this is a travel show, so let's talk about getting out of here. That's what Rose Gray is here for. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Should we head over to Bill in Milwaukee,
yeah,
or you want to do your big announcement?
I want to take Bill first.
Okay,
Bill,
you take
precedence.
All right, Bill. What's your question for Rose today?
All right. Hello, Rose. I've been considering going to Las Vegas and staying at one of the big hotels out there, but I've been on TripAdvisor.com, and I've read many bad reviews of properties that people complain about: short staffing, rude staff, long lines of check-in, no free coffee in rooms, poor condition of rooms, hotels looking run down overall, high prices across the board, no cell parking, only valet, et cetera. So what is going on out there?
Yep, you're absolutely probably reading the truth. Normally, I would say something like, keep in mind when you read things on TripAdvisor, oftentimes it's people who have an axe to grind, because it is common for people to use TripAdvisor when they've have it a bad experience, but less common when they want to be complimentary. Because how many times do we come back from an experience and go, oh, I should really put something positive on there, and then we don't take the time to do it. But when we're angry or upset, then we do it. But in this case, there is quite a lot of reason to believe what's going on with TripAdvisor in Las Vegas. The truth of the matter is they are doing everything in their power to get staff. They are hiring at record paces, but they are having a really hard time finding people. So we are hearing stories of people who are getting out there and saying, being told, we're only going to clean your room every third day. We'll bring you towels when you call for them. We cannot have valet parking because we don't have anybody to service the valet parking. And so if you're going to rent a car, you're going to have to do self-park. And many times that's a bit of a walk and a bit of a challenge. We've also been hearing some pretty bad restaurant reviews based on what's going on with the... So I guess, to be honest with you, I would take the lesser of all evils and pick the one, I guess, that has the less bad comments, or look at three that I might like and then look at the various reports and see what I would have. To say it's going to be the most amazing experience you've ever had, I think would be bad. I hope Joel Peterson from the Las Vegas Visitors and Authority Convention Authority is listening. Maybe he'll call in and tell me that they're working hard to make it better. Shows are opening. That's great news for us. Gaming is becoming more prevalent. The capacity limits have been a little bit more reduced. But again, we just saw the CDC say that masks are recommended for enclosed areas, so yeah, they might have to go to that as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Bill. This isn't just Vegas. If you go to any fast food restaurant, most of them don't. The lobby's not even open anymore because they don't have staff. The line in the drive-thru is forever because they just don't have people work. What happened to people?
We had
people before. Where'd they all go?
I know. Come back, people in the service
industry. So let's get the big announcement.
All right.
Drum roll, please.
So we are so excited at Fox World Travel that we can bring back a trip that I did in 2019. Colleen was scheduled to do it in 20, moved over to 21, and all of that sort of fell through. And we're putting it together with all confidence that this is going to go off like it did in 2019 when I did this trip. That was a trip of my lifetime, and it's called France, Belgium, and the Battlefields. Hmm. And I am telling you, people, the last time I had several months to hype this, and we sold this trip out in less than a week after I made the announcement. So here's the deal. It's September 4th of 2022. September 4th through Friday, September 16th. Many of you listeners know about Gigi Bromage. We talk about her lovingly when we talk about Insight Vacations and our experiences. Insight has allowed us to ask for Gigi whenever we can because we love her and she understands our culture at Fox World Travel, and we just have such a great time with Gigi. Well, her husband is a tour director and subject matter expert when it comes to World War I and World War II.
Okay.
And he, along with our group team in 2018, started putting together the trip for 2019, which is what I think is the most perfect France, Belgium, and Battlefields World War II lover trip you could ever imagine. It includes France, Belgium, and Luxembourg. It is Paris, it is Luxembourg, it is four-star hotels beginning with two nights in Paris. We're four nights in Normandy. So you know how important this is to us. One night in Flanders, two nights in Bruges, which I had not been to Bruges prior to 2019. I had been to Belgium, but never Bruges.
Right.
Oh my gosh, it is high on my list. And then two nights in Luxembourg. Five dinners are included. We've included some amazing things, including lunch at the Eiffel Tower. So not just going to the Eiffel Tower, but lunch. Mm. We go to Monet's home and gardens, which I've done a number of times and never get tired of. The four nights in Normandy is unheard of. Most of these just, it's a blip. We go, you know, they'll see that for a day or two, but we're staying there. Ypres. And all of the Belgian beer and all of that kind of thing. We're going to do a canal cruise. We go to the National Museum of Military History. We go to the Luxembourg American Cemetery. So in addition to the French Normandy American Cemetery, we go to the one in Luxembourg as well. So it's a trip of a lifetime. People who have always wanted to do it. I will tell you, the 40 people that I took in 2019 rave about it still. My memories are coming up now on my Facebook page because it was July of 2019 that I did this trip. So if you want more information, it is on our website. It's absolutely on our website by going foxworldtravel.com. Go to travel, go to Fox Group Vacations. When you scroll down, you will see Europe guided land tours for 2022. You will see Iceland, you will see Ireland, you will see Switzerland, and they're in date order, and there you will see France, Belgium, and the Battlefields with Rose Gray. I have a sneaking suspicion with the pent-up demand that people have and the success we had and the popularity of this trip last time we ran it, this will fill up very, very quickly. So if you want more information, click that button. Get more information. Our phones are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, 866, Go Fox Go. Everybody's aware of it. We let everybody know that I was going to be making this announcement today, so they're ready and waiting to take your call. But if you want to get that ball rolling, you have the wherewithal to go online and make that booking.
When Rose Gray says it's a trip of her lifetime, it's a trip of a lifetime. I'll tell you that much. It is the Fox World Travel Show. More next on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Talking all things travel. This one came in from the 262 area code. I'm traveling to Florence, Italy on August 13th. How do I get the new green pass for museum entrances?
Okay, so we should tell the listeners what this is all about. Our friends in Italy are going to allow U.S. visitors to enter without quarantine if they can provide proof that they are fully vaccinated or that they have recovered from COVID-19 recently, or if they can produce a rapid molecular or antigen test within the within 48 hours. So that's how you get around that. Now, you also do have a new situation where starting on August 6th, the use of the European Union's vaccine passport or Certificación Verde.
Ooh, that was good.
Green certification, yeah. Green pass is going to be required to get into certain museums and things. But in lieu of having an Italian green pass, American travelers can carry and show their CDC vaccine cards.
Okay.
So when you get to Italy, it is my understanding that if you ask a concierge or somebody at your hotel, how do I get this green pass? There's a way you can upload that onto your phone, information onto your phone, and then you'd have it. But in lieu of all of that, if you have your card, you're good to go.
So a couple different ways to do it.
Yep.
Which is always good.
Yep.
All right. So get your questions in. The Acunet Mortgage Talking text line is 855-616-1620. We do have to jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center and say good morning to Alex Groh. Good morning.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane. And with Rose Gray, you can listen on your phone, on the app. You can go to WTMJ.com, listen there, stream us worldwide, wherever you go, even when you're on vacation.
Exactly.
Rose, I know Rose listens when she's on vacation.
I always do because Andrea's I can stream. In. That's right. Hey, I also have two little pieces of news I should share as well. We opened the Sheboygan office. Everybody knows that. We opened the Greenfield office. Yeah. Everybody knows that. Last week, Monday, we opened the Appleton office.
Nice.
And this week, Monday, we'll be opening the Fond du Lac office.
Is that everybody then?
No, that's
There's
only four.
More.
We have four more to go.
Man.
We got four more. But we're doing it in a sensible way.
Yeah, that's great.
We don't want to get bad reviews like the hotels in Las Vegas. We want you to walk in. We want to be fully staffed.
Right.
We want to be ready. We want to be prepared. And so that's how we're rolling it off.
Well, Appleton's a big one. You guys do a lot of work out of there for sure.
For sure.
So that's good news.
Yep, we're very excited about that. So those of you who are up there in that valley listening, you're going to be able to go see somebody face-to-face starting last week Monday, and those of you in Fond du Lac starting this Monday.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
855-616-1620 is the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Let's go over to Richard in Janesville. Good morning, Richard. What's your question for Rose?
Good morning. Good morning. Rose, I'd like your personal opinion.
Okay.
As someone with far more varied travel experiences than I have, considering adults only, all-inclusive properties in the Caribbean, what properties, if any, would you, in your estimation, are at least equal to or surpass Sandals?
Okay. So I would guess then by that comparison, you are looking for exemplary service, good food, some entertainment, but that's not critical, and good liquor wine selection.
That's also an added benefit.
Okay. I am a big, big fan of the Charisma properties. And the Charisma properties that would be adult only would be El Dorado Royale, El Dorado
Casitas. Yes, I've heard you talk about that.
El Dorado Casitas, El Dorado Seaside, and El Dorado Maroma. The service level at these properties is outstanding. The food is second to none. They take great, great care with sourcing the food or growing the food. They have top chefs. I specifically refer to the Fuentes restaurant at El Dorado because I love show cooking, and that is something they do there. You can pay a little bit extra, and you can have a fleet of wine that goes with that, and that's wonderful. And then I also, you heard our very first caller today wanted us to compare Hyatt for her families. They had been to Hyatt Ziva's. There is an adult version of that, which is Hyatt Zilara's. And that's, you know, something to consider as well. Now, that might be Riviera Maya for you, if that would be considered. We consider that Mexico the Caribbean, because it's on the Caribbean Sea. So that would be
any of the islands in the Caribbean are
good.
Fine.
Perfect. So there you have it. So I really think that you would get the same kind of service. Now, typically when you go to Sandals, you have butler service?
Sometimes, but not always.
Yeah. So it's kind of the same thing. You can go to a little higher level room and have a little bit more interaction with a butler, but you can also have some less expensive rooms that you have some access to butlers or concierge, but not day-to-day things where they're checking on you, you know, morning, noon, and night kind of a thing. So,
yeah.
Those would be my suggestions, especially because, like I said, I'm kind of picky about my food and wine these days, and charisma properties come through for those areas.
Okay, as am I, by the way. I have heard you talk about the El Dorado Royale and the casitas. Unfortunately, the casitas are not available until December sometime.
Right. But I think the El Dorado Royale, I've never been disappointed there. The casitas is just a treat if you get there, but if the El Dorado Royale property itself, I've never been disappointed there.
Very good. Comparing Maroma to Seaside.
Maroma's very, very quiet, very quiet. But if you are beach people, it is on Maroma Beach. And Maroma Beach is always rated in the top 10 in the world. And then you are also next to Maroma Marina, where they have the water activities, which is jet skis, spinnaker, parasailing, two-man speedboats, and a little bar area with swings and things like that. So you can go hang out over there, horseback riding, ATVing, all of that within a stone's throw of that property. The I wouldn't say the complaint, but the comment we get about Maroma the most is there's not much to do. You really, we send honeymooners there. We send people who have high stress jobs that are looking for, I just need to get away, eat well, drink well, sleep well, and read a lot of books.
Sounds very nice. Yep. Very relaxed.
I agree. I would go there in a heartbeat. Wouldn't stop me.
Very good.
Thanks, Richard.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Great vacationing, Richard. That sounds like a good place to go. All right, we have about a minute here before another break. A couple questions off the text line. Do you know, are people wearing masks again in Vegas?
Not yet, but I don't dare say that won't come back because of what the CDC put out the last couple of days with regard to even vaccinated people needing to wear or they're recommending.
Right.
And so we've got to just be very, very careful. We talk a lot about requirements versus recommendations, and we'll keep a finger on the pulse, but the CDC is the one that sets the guidelines, and typically that's what happens.
Unfortunately, I think we're back to the point where you should just carry a mask on you at all times in case you need it. That way you know you're covered. Okay, who at Fox World Travel can help us with Mediterranean cruises, especially Turkey and Greece?
Okay, so we've got a couple of really good people that can help you with that. Brenda in our Greenfield office. Barb Dahl, very, very knowledgeable when it comes to that kind of thing. Diane in our Greenfield office. Many of these people are big ship cruise experts, and then their sideline is the fact that they know Mediterranean cruises as well. So, and then the best thing to do if you really want somebody to source that for you, go to our Contact Us page on our website. And that goes to a system where we have human beings that literally read each and every one of them and then say, oh, I see who's working this week. They're not on vacation, that kind of thing. And they give that lead, as it were, to somebody who they know will take care of it right then and there.
There you go. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. I'm not going to lie to you. Preference goes to those who call in. So we will have a call coming up from Jill next on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Canyon with Rose Gray. I don't want to go anywhere this week. It's sunny and 82 today, sunny 75 tomorrow. It's supposed to be gorgeous this week. Upper 70s, low 80s. It's going to be a good week.
All right. So, everybody, I said Fleet of Wines. I meant Flight of Wines. I'm sorry.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but look at you calling yourself out.
Well, and not only that, I have to say something. I did get a message from somebody who last week when we were talking about how somebody could go to Alaska for 4 days.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you can go Minneapolis, Milwaukee via Minneapolis. You can go nonstop out of. Somebody did send me a reminder, and I was remiss in not mentioning Alaska Air has Milwaukee, Seattle, Fairbanks, and Milwaukee, Seattle, Anchorage.
Okay.
And Alaska Air is always in the top five U.S. carriers. They're ranked very high. They've got great customer service. Think the old Midwest Express, but not quite with the silver and right. China and all that. And they're always ranked in the top 20 globally. And there's a lot of airlines in that ranking. So, yes, thank you, Gary, for reminding me about Alaska Airlines.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Jill on the line from Verona. Good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. Our son was planning on traveling or studying abroad in New Zealand in 2022, and he has got his passport, put his deposit down, and then they canceled it. So we're wondering, perhaps, is Australia a thought, or do you have any inkling if Australia might close down again because of the COVID variant?
It could happen. They are unbelievably conservative, and that is what kept them as safe as they were, and that is what's causing the spikes because they open back up again. So the best thing to do is a couple different things. Certainly keep watching, you know, any news things that you can see, but always travel.state.gov. Under international travel, you can type in any country, pop up Australia. They are now at a level 3, so that's considered amber in the world of warnings. And I feel like they are regretting their decision and things are shutting down. Many public venues and museums and things like that are either capacity controlled or completely not open right now.
Okay, thanks for the tip.
You're welcome.
Appreciate your show.
Thanks, Jill. Question here on the text line. How about travel from USA to Amsterdam in mid-September of this year? What do you think?
Nah, I don't know. I wish I could say yes. I mean, the 26 members of the European Union collectively agreed that we should all, they all should start letting Americans in. And then some of them said yes, and some of them said we need a green passport, and then some of them said you need a negative COVID test, and some say you have to quarantine, and some are, again, you know, going back on this decision and saying this is probably not such a great idea. So all in all, all you can do is be ready to pivot, be ready to rebook. We're all moving forward based on what the current information is. That's all we can do because we can't guess anymore right. What's going to happen. It's so tricky.
Easy to believe because this is the fastest show on the radio, but one segment left with Rose Gray on the Fox World Travel Show coming up next. Get your calls in. We're almost out of time. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. It's WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2, Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studio, this is News Radio WTMJ.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, 9:52 on a Saturday. My name is Dayton Kane, and with Rose Gray, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Down to the final few minutes, and let's talk cruises with Bill Jarts.
All right, so I know Bill listens every single week. Now, for those, and we know we are on the biggest stick in the state.
That's right.
So we know you people up in Green Bay and the Valley can hear us and do listen. And Bill Jarts, if you've never met the man, he's, and his wife, Mary, oh my gosh.
One of the nicest guys in the world.
Unbelievable. You know? And yeah. So his river cruise has been postponed twice, and we still have now space on his 2022 river cruise. It's June 27th to July 7th. In my estimation, it is the perfect river cruise because it is Prague to Budapest. And you all know how much I love Budapest, and you also know that I have now fallen in love with Prague. So this is an amazing opportunity for you to sail on Avalon Waterways with Bill Jarts and do a two-night pre-stay in Prague, and then we continue on and do the river cruise. So for more information on that, again, our website, go to foxworldtravel.com. Under travel, you will find Fox Group Vacations, and under that, you will find Bill Jarts River Cruise and lots of other river cruises as well.
855-616-1620. We have Karen on the line from Oshkosh. What's up? How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you. I am wondering if I am on a charter flight and I were to test positive for COVID. I know that you've got to have a negative COVID test before you can re-enter the United States. if a person were to test positive, how, seeing that I was on a charter flight that I obviously missed, how do I get back to my hometown?
Typically, it will be with scheduled air, and they will get work with you on that. This is a big reason one takes travel insurance, because although you may have to buy the flight out of pocket, that would be something you could put in a claim for upon return. Most of the concierge and front desk people and travel people that are related with the hotel, say you're staying at an AM resort, or you've got Amstar people, say you're staying at one of the Iberostars, you've got Amstar people or people there that can help you, will assist mm-hmm. you in getting home, because they never know what your quarantine, the amount of days is going to be. It could be 10, correct. It could be 7, it could be 14. So it's just a matter of how many days you have to go. But they will work with you. It may be out of pocket to buy a one-way ticket home. If there is a charter mm-hmm. operating, certainly that's what they will put you on or try to get you on if it's available. But they will work with you with scheduled air carriers, get you to your original city. You usually pay out of pocket with insurance. You place a claim, put in a claim when you get back.
So the insurance usually does cover that.
Correct.
Published air.
Yep.
Fare?
That, yep.
It does. Okay.
Yep.
And it would be an instant purchase. You know, it's, I wouldn't have a 7-day or a 14-day
no.
advance purchase.
No. Exactly.
Yeah.
You're buying whatever the market will bear at that particular
right.
time.
Okay.
And again, you've got people who are in the travel business right there at the resort that are assisting you. And again, by booking with somebody like an ALG, you also have some during travel mm-hmm. people that can help you as well. And that information is on your documents.
Okay, that's great. But if there were a seat to be on a charter flight, they would put me
absolutely.
On that at no cost to me?
Typically, it's no cost. The last time it happened, there are so few and far between positive tests that it's hard for us to have examples. But the last time they did it, there was a $100 fee because they ended up doing some kind of reaccommodating them in a different way. I just remember there was a $100 fee for somebody, and they put in a claim when they got back.
Okay, great. Okay,
yep.
thank
Thanks,
you so
Karen.
Much. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Karen. So I just want to remind everybody, we have a ton of text messages we did not get to today. So we are here every week, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. We do the Fox World Travel Show. Call in. When you call in, you get preference. I'm not going to lie. We're going to take you and put you on the air before we answer your text message. So make sure you do that. We have about 2 minutes left, Rose. Wrap us up for the week.
Okay, just want to remind everybody that the Apple Vacations, Apple Leisure Group came out with an announcement that Puerto Vallarta is on the docket as a nonstop flight from Milwaukee starting January 31st, going the 4th of April. They're all of the resorts that you are used to seeing, the Secrets and the Nows and the Iberostars and the Ryus and all of the things that we're used to seeing in Puerto Vallarta. They're there. So, you know, if you were hoping to do that. We also know that lots of people do villa and condo rentals in Puerto Vallarta because
right.
there's so many. It's so easy to get to town, and it's so easy. The restaurants are so phenomenal. So we know that, and then you can buy an air only if you choose to do that. But again, it's a limited time situation, January 31st through April 4th. And then the big, big, big announcement, France, Belgium, and the Battlefields, Sunday, September 4th of 2022, with me and John Bromage, a subject matter expert, tour manager extraordinaire. My first experience with him was in July of 2019. It was such a spectacular trip. We filled it up so quickly. We're doing it again for 2022. If you love battlefields and museums and all things World War II, but a few other things thrown in for those people who are maybe not absolutely lovers of all things World War II, but really want to go. Limited to 40 seats because we're using Insight Vacations, and that's okay. a 40-passenger motor coach, and it filled up last time pretty quickly. So more information on the website if you need it. 866-GO-FOX-GO.
That's Monday through Friday, what,
Monday,
9 to 5?
Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
All right. Always a pleasure. We are out of time, though, but thank you very much for doing this again, sharing your expertise. We appreciate it. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the Annex Wealth Management Team with Money Talk after we check in with Alex Crowe in the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.